Afterwards, Dr. Rocco informed me he couldn't be Nathan's doctor anymore. The head of pediatrics had asked him to remove himself from the case. Instead, he was referring me to a geneticist, Dr. Iorfino. We have an appointment for Monday.
And when did you make that appointment?
I didn't make the appointment, Tony did.
Personal touch,
the blonde murmured with an arched brow. My son is very sick. He needs expert care. And in the medical field, it takes an expert to get an expert. If I had called Dr. Iorfino, I would have been put on a waiting list. But Tony could get us right through. Maybe he doesn't have the best ethics in his personal life. But Tony is a very good doctor. He's always done right by my son.
Sounds to me like you still love him.
I loved my husband.
Even when he used you as a human punching bag? Even when he had a gun? Seems to me like you're not making out too badly, Mrs. Gagnon. Now you get all the benefits of the house, the car, the bank accounts, without any of the expensive Jimmy baggage.
The blonde's eyes were shrewd.
Why, there's not even anyone around to accuse you of harming your son. You're totally free and clear.
Catherine stood up. Get out.
We're going to talk to Prudence, you know, and the nanny before her and the nanny before her. We're going to go all the way back until we know every single thing that ever happened in this household.
Out.
And then we're going to talk to Nathan.
Catherine stabbed her finger at the door. The three finally rose.
Too bad about Dr. Rocco,
the blonde commented casually as they crossed the marble foyer.
Especially for his wife and kids.
What about Tony?
He's dead, of course. Murdered last night at the hospital.
The blonde stopped, staring hard at Catherine's face. For a change, Catherine didn't bother to shield her expression. She was honestly shocked, then stupefied, then just plain terrified.
How?
She murmured.
Boo,
the blonde murmured, and Catherine froze. The investigators passed through the doorway. At the last moment, the ADA turned.
You ever hear of GSR?
Copley asked. No.
It's gunshot residue. Anytime someone fires a gun, traces of GSR end up on their hands and clothing. Guess what we tested for at the morgue, Mrs. Gagnon? Guess what we didn't find on your husband's hands or clothing?
Catherine didn't say a word. Boo, she was thinking wildly.
Boo.
The trio headed down the front steps.
One mistake,
Copley called back over his shoulder.
That's all I need. One little mistake, Mrs. Gagnon. Then you're mine.